way you talk. I hate the word you use. I hate the way you think.
What is that?
That's a sweatshirt that says coordinator of the entire shit show. That's very appropriate for you.
Yep, it is.
Welcome back.
Yeah, you too, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Where you been?
I joined the Peace Corps, and part of the training was I had to go to Haiti for a week, and which
what
is
was
a scary
our dog,
place.
Hades?
I had to get like 3 more vaccinations to go to that too. You know all this, so I don't know why I'm telling you, but I guess other people don't know. But I was there for training and was learning how to help repair like hurricane damaged homes and that kind of crap. So it's super cool. I don't know that I enjoy going to Haiti during a pandemic, but it was definitely an event. So, but we're back now.
It was an event, one that you made up.
You could have just let that live and people were like, fucking, you went to Haiti? Holy shit. Thanks. Why do you ruin stuff?
As my mother always used to tell me, I'm a fun sucker.
Yeah. What does Michael Scott say to Toby? You are the killer of joy or something fun.
Something like that, yes.
But yes, we're back.
Yes, we are.
It's funny, you just, we ate like an hour ago, right? And then earlier you said you turned down the thermostat 2 degrees.
Yes.
And as you were walking up here to record, you're like, boy, it's amazing what 2 degree difference makes. Mm-hmm. While I was in the bathroom, you said that, and I was going pee. I thought it's amazing that my pee already stinks because we ate asparagus for dinner. And like an hour later, it's stinky pee.
It is not. It's in your head.
It's in the
toilet.
You know
that it's a side effect.
Oh, my God. It's a side effect, what, that I smell something?
You're smelling it because you're anticipating that it's supposed to do that.
Do you want me to piss on you right now? You're going to reek.
Do you want me to whoop your ass?
Yeah. How you been? What's new? Go on.
Mm.
You don't know.
I don't know what.
What's new?
Nothing.
Oh. God bless you.
Thank you.
We'll leave
Sorry
that
about
in.
That.
This is a real ass podcast. Sneezes and all. Warts and all, baby.
Ooh, sorry. Allergies.
That's okay.
Anyway, so what's been going on and what's new? Nothing, really.
Okay.
I've just spent weeks now and all I do is prep for Christmas.
Yeah, we're doing, it's hot and heavy time for that now. We got a lot, though. Mm-hmm. We're doing all right.
Yeah, we're not in a bad place Christmas, shopping.
I lost that week in Haiti. Not a good internet connection down there, so I couldn't really do any online shopping. But
That was all right. While you were gone, I sold most of your stuff.
Oh, thank you.
I needed Christmas money.
I've been trying to get rid of stuff anyway, so that's good.
Sweet.
Minimalism.
Needed money to buy you Christmas gifts.
You can sell my stuff to buy me Christmas gifts is the most like Jewish thing like a wife would do. That's ridiculous.
Especially since we're Hindu.
It's like the opposite of the gift of the Magi. you sold your stuff? No, I sold your stuff to get your Christmas gifts. Oh, all right.
Yep, that's right. That's how things go down here.
Well, I hope you are replacing what you sold with something better. Or something I at least use.
Well, time will tell.
I guess so. What do you want to talk about? Anything?
I don't know.
I found
my brain's melted.
Yeah. Because of Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm on Christmas brain melt right now.
And not to mention the fact that 2 days ago we found out that we are now hosting Christmas.
It's been a little bit longer than 2 days, but something close to that. Yeah.
Anyway, that's another thing you ruined. See? Just like the Haiti bit. We could make it sound more extreme.
Yeah, I'm not a drama queen like that. I'd like to keep it real.
Mm.
I don't lie very well.
Yeah,
not even like little white lies like that.
How are we compatible?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Because I
could
have kept
worked.
That Haiti bit going for a year if I needed to.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I have this thing about not lying.
It's not lying.
Anyways.
It's funny. It's funny.
Anyways. So yes, organizing for a big Christmas dinner. And of course I had to decorate. Decorating in and of itself takes me like,
it's a process.
Days, like 4 days or 5, maybe 6 it took me.
Yeah. Well, because you don't, it's not like you just like have all day to decorate, though. I mean, you got to work and do other stuff.
Well, yeah. But, you know, we got to go out. We went down, we cut down our Christmas tree. That was fun.
We got a nice tree this year, too. Nice, perfect for the space limitations we had due to Hank's detention center.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the monolith in the room there.
Mm-hmm. But we make it work in our little house. Work.
We'll figure it out.
Yep. So what's been going on with you? What have you been up to?
All kinds of shit. Are you saying that you're stressed because of the holidays?
I don't know if I'm stressed. Oh. I feel like I started early enough, so I'm busy.
I see.
But, you know, just because that's how I am. I have things to do.
Well, I was reading an article the other day. It says stress and anxiety can actually affect your nutrient absorption. Of how your body absorbs nutrients if you're stressed or have anxiety. And I never knew that. Thought that was pretty interesting.
That is interesting.
Yeah. Saying, you know, stress is the ultimate anti-nutrient. If you're stressed out, your mind thundering with food noise and limiting beliefs about eating and food, you will be unable to absorb all the macronutrients, vitamins, and minerals in the food you're eating. You can load up your plate with kale, quinoa, salmon, all that good stuff. But if you're in an anxious state of mind when you sit down to eat, then your body will not receive all the nourishment from that meal.
Interesting. I wonder why.
That would require more reading.
Well, I know.
And I'm not going to do that. But it is something that I did find interesting that as much as you think of stress and anxiety as mental type issues, right? You know, emotional issues that...
Yes, they do affect your...
It can impact...
Physiologically.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not cool, but... Well, it's interesting.
It is. It's very.
Do you want to know what?
I'll probably read that article fully at some point.
Well, you probably should have done it before you brought it up.
No.
Do you know that kind of stuff actually permanently changes your brain as well?
What does? Food?
A lot of things. Food. Yes, definitely food. but like PTSD, there's a whole slew of things. And now I've hit the wrong button here. Things that change your brain besides, you know, PTSD, but depression. Mm-hmm. So if you suffer from depression for an extended period of time, so I think the studies show like, say, 10 years, you know, on and off, you're battling depression all the time, that there are actually physical changes that happen in your brain.
Really?
From that.
Did you do any reading on that?
A little bit.
Well, what changes take place? This is interesting.
People that were depressed for more than a decade had about 30% more brain inflammation. Yeah.
Inflame in the membrane.
Yeah, and that leads to brain cell loss, which would make memory problems and dementia more likely.
I see.
So there's that. Obviously, things like, you know, stroke. I think, what was it, MS? Schizophrenia, obviously those kind of things you expect to change your brain, or Alzheimer's.
MSNBC.
But one of the other ones that I found that was pretty interesting was the alcohol use disorder.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's because alcohol kills your brain cells, and over time, drinking too much can damage your brain. Research shows that it shrinks certain parts of your brain. So it actually not only killing cells, but it's shrinking your brain, you know, that gray matter
the
stuff.
The amygdala.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And
the hippocampus, there's something like
that,
too.
It is. It's a hippocampus. Yes.
Yeah, right. I'm nailing
this. Experts say that people with alcoholism have a smaller hippocampus.
Oh, hey.
And which is the area important for learning and memory. But not only do things happen in a bad way, so bad changes, there are things that can affect your brain in a positive way.
Such as?
I'm glad you asked, Joseph. Oh, thank you.
Well, I'm trying to give you leading questions here.
Meditation.
So you say there's ways you can improve your brain.
That's right.
Care to share some examples?
Absolutely.
Meditation is one, huh?
Meditation. The mind and body practice eases stress and boosts your mental health. Research shows that actually doing meditation or practicing meditation for 2 months can increase your gray matter in parts of the brain that control emotions and learning.
Does anybody ever get good at meditation?
Yeah.
Okay, then why do they keep calling it practicing?
Well,
because eventually you practice, you're good.
Right, but you have to continue to practice. It's kind of like running. You get good, but you still have to practice.
I don't like that. It's like a doctor's practice. Well, you're fucking practicing. You should be.
That's
you
right.
should know your shit, dude. It's not a practice. This is a real game situation, dude.
But anyway, so meditation does, it helps with inflammation in the brain and helps protect against Alzheimer's. Also, bonus for us, exercise.
Hey, now you're talking.
That's right, because exercise pumps blood to the brain, which delivers oxygen and nutrients. It stimulates the release of proteins that keep brain cells healthy and help grow new ones.
Nice.
So it helps grow in the areas that control thinking and memory.
There you go.
So there's just a couple.
That is
interesting. A couple examples. Some not so good stuff and some pretty decent stuff.
So I'm a mix in there because I need to drink less. And I exercise, though, so I'm barely just balancing out, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, but super interesting stuff. How,
it is.
You know, things that are non-physical, like, you know, depression or ADHD, things like that,
mm-hmm.
Have actual physical effects on your brain.
Yeah, I mean, like, long-term physical effects, not just mm-hmm. in the now.
Right.
Because, I mean, I've had, you know, a handful of panic attacks at different times over the past, whatever, 10, 11, 12 years, 10 maybe. And I mean, at that point, there's a physical component, I guess I call it, manifestation. That's a part of it for sure. But, you know, you don't think about that lasting
mm-hmm.
and having a lasting impact. That is interesting. Well, so yeah, we do exercise, which is good. I don't know that I could ever meditate. I think I would just be thinking about other shit while I'm doing it. I don't.
You should try.
I can't clear my brain ever.
That's why it's practice.
Yeah.
Before you started running, you couldn't do that either.
Well, sure I could. I ran as a kid. I didn't sit around as a kid going,
no, that doesn't count.
You have to make those noises when you meditate. Sit like crisscross applesauce like Rafiki.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Correction. I know your father. Hashtag Lion King. Hashtag Mufasa dies. Hashtag spoiler alert. What is that movie? Almost 30 years old, probably? When that come out, like 93?
Yep, pretty close to yeah. it, yeah.
That's funny. But yes, running sir. Has been going good. Yeah, I mean, speaking of exercise, I've been out very consistently running for the past few weeks. And even, you know, like I've got for the past 7 days, because my Garmin Connect always connect. How about we throw a T in there? This is the word with a T in it now. Garmin Connect, said properly. Got it?
Check.
So, yeah. So, but that says, like, I've right now, I think I have, like, 15 miles run in the last 7 days. And that doesn't include, we went to the Y where you ran, but I did a pretty decent bike workout. So, I've been, which I felt 2 days later when I was running, man. My thighs were on fire that day when I ran. But it's been going good. Like, this morning I told you I'm nowhere near where I was still, but I'm not trying to compare myself to that. But it's nice that when I just go out there and run and not think about anything, just like it's, call it like a maintenance run even, where that pace is a comfortable run pace right now for me is like a 9:25 per mile pace, which is a good place to be for me because back when I was in better shape, that was kind of the comfortable run pace.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the speed I used to have, but I haven't practiced for speed or anything like that yet. So I'm happy with how that's progressing. We have recently discovered a dire threat to runners on the road these days. It's not snow. It's not like in the morning I run when it's a little dark. It's not that. Amazon delivery trucks. They are parked on the side of the road
mm-hmm.
almost every run. You can, that's what, running in the morning, I don't really see them, but when we run any other time.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
So you got to dodge those things because you either have to run into the road or right. run like into somebody's yard if there's room.
Right.
Yeah.
Over grass,
whatever. They are the
whatever.
Greatest threat.
It is. It's scary.
I'm going to sue Jeff Bezos.
Good luck.
You watch. Just okay. you watch. He's sending freaking people to space for no reason. Not even space. It's like a high plane ride. I don't buy that they're astronauts.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Know who's doing it for real? Elon Musk. He's actually sending people to space. He's made a lot of news lately.
Elon.
So
Elon.
This is the Elon Musk segment, because I got a couple of things on that fella.
One, yeah, he's kind of like your man crush.
I'm paraphrasing him here, okay?
Paraphrasing, parasailing, paraplegic.
Paralympics. Paratits. I don't know what you want.
Parapants.
Yeah, that's the same. Stop it. Parachute. Hey. You good? Anything else? Okay. But I'm paraphrasing him here, and he says dudes need to stop pulling out. That's the gist of his message. The gistum of his message is that. But he was saying he thinks one of the biggest risks to civilization is the low birth rate and the rapidly declining birth rate. Interesting take. He said so many people, including smart people, think that there are too many people in the world and think that the population is growing out of control. And it's the exact opposite. He thinks the world needs more people.
I don't think that that's like even a thought for people when they're deciding whether to have children or not.
What Elon Musk thinks?
No, whether there's too many people in the world. Like, I don't think there's anyone in the world that says, ooh, I can't have kids. There's already too many people in the world. Nobody says that.
Well, China was doing that for a while. They would only allow people to have, like, one kid.
No, that's the government.
The government.
Not the people. The people didn't think that.
Well, they had to follow it, but nevertheless.
He's weird. Nobody thinks that.
Oh, boy. Anyway. He's also recently been named the Person of the Year for 2021.
By who?
By the whatever. Who does that? Time magazine?
There's a lot of people that do it.
No, I think Time's like the one, right?
That is the one, yes. Cover of the blah, blah, blah.
He got that accolade as well. Very nice. He tweeted something about this, which I don't know how it happens. He has some idea in his fucking crazy brain, I'm sure, of a possible way for this to happen. But he's saying SpaceX is starting a program to take CO2 out of the atmosphere and turn it into rocket fuel.
Huh? All right, go for it, man.
I mean, how does one even begin to think of something like that? Like, the concept of it seems preposterous, much less making it happen. But
why does it have to be jet fuel? Why can't it run our cars instead?
Well, maybe it can, but it's SpaceX that's doing this, and SpaceX has a goal. I think they want to eventually get, you know, something going to Mars. So if they can find a way to limit the need for traditional fuels, that's pretty fucking wild.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's awesome. And he also mentioned, last Elon Musk update, that Tesla, so the car company, will accept Dogecoin as payment for merchandise, not for vehicles yet. But if you want to buy like Tesla gear and like accessories maybe for your car, that kind of shit, you can use Dogecoin. And he tweeted that.
And then Doge went up.
18% within like an hour.
Keep tweeting about Doge,
it's,
would you?
Yeah, I know. No kidding.
It's a retirement plan.
It's still not near where it was, you know, whatever it was like 8-9 months ago for what I have. But I mean, it's as long as if he keeps promoting it, it will certainly help. We need Doge to go up. Doge to go up. Doge.
Our neighbor down the street has a Doge flag.
It's the same
pretty
guy
funny.
That has
I laugh
Donald
every
Trump
time I
flag.
Pass it.
He's got a Trump flag too, though.
Yeah. Well, you didn't have to say that.
Well, it's funny. I mean,
not making it political. I'm just saying the fact that somebody actually has a Dogecoin flag.
Yeah, I think it says "In Doge We Trust," right?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
It's funny. Yeah, Elon's killing it, man. He's got his hands in everything. And the thing is he's pretty much successful in what he does. So if he says he's going to do something like that, it'll probably get done. If it's viable.
Sure.
Viable, reliable, pliable, and...
Shh, that's enough.
Okay. That's good, because I'm glad you interjected, because I didn't think of another one. I got nothing.
Oh, boy. Excuse me, see?
I'm keeping you
it's
up
been
here,
a long
sorry.
Day, man.
Yeah?
Long day.
I see.
So what... Did you get your booster shot?
I
Are you
going to
get a booster
boosted.
Shot?
I'm thinking about it. I'm only thinking about it because I think they're going to require it.
Yeah.
And I'm, like we've talked about on here, I'm not anti-vax per se at all. because I've been vaccinated in my life again for other things and, you know, whatever. I don't like that mRNA bullshit. I think that's too new and experimental to be putting into whatever 200 million people at this point. But so if I did get a boost, it's going to be J&J again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because that is an actual vaccine. It takes a common cold virus and however the science works, I don't know. But yes. So anyway, why do you ask?
I just ask because it's what's hot and new right now.
Oh, that's it?
It's all the boosts. It's all about booster shots, man. Everybody, there's mask mandates here going into effect again and all kinds of madness.
Well, the CDC was recently, their advisory panel was looking at that even today. And it looks like the recommendation is going. So there have been 9 deaths out of, I think, maybe 54 cases of people who have taken the Johnson & Johnson vaccine because they had an adverse reaction to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that adverse reaction is it
myocarditis.
Myocarditis.
It's not Mario.
Mario
anything.
Cuomo. Ditis.
Mario Kart.
Dermatoculitis. But
shout out Drake and Josh.
Myocarditis. And it's like an unfathomably small number. The thing that kills me is, like, how many people have had bad reactions to those other two? So you want to go conspiracy here for a second. The J&J one is the only one that's a traditional vaccine. They're really pushing, you know, Pfizer and Moderna as the mRNA vaccines, and that's what, you know, they've been really, really pushing. CDC advisory panel comes out and says, Johnson & Johnson, there's been 9 deaths out of whatever 20 million doses we've given. Very small number. These people also had other comorbidities, so diabetic, overweight.
Sure.
There was something else. And so they're going to recommend the Moderna or Pfizer booster over the Johnson & Johnson. So they're saying that it's now the preferred booster and that Johnson & Johnson probably shouldn't be used, maybe for certain demographics.
Well, wasn't that initially, wasn't it just there was a relation to
it was
women of a certain
years.
Age group that were also on birth control?
Yeah.
Something like that.
It's
whatever
it's
it was.
It's ridiculous. But so you want to get conspiratorial. They've been pushing this mRNA thing. Now, all of a sudden, the government, CDC, whatever, is saying, we don't think you should take the Johnson & Johnson one. We're going to recommend this. So almost like they're trying to pull away from the Johnson & Johnson being a viable option for people. They didn't restrict it completely because, just for this very reason, they don't want people who are mRNA hesitant or who have had a bad reaction to one of those shots to not have an option. So mm-hmm. Johnson & Johnson will still be there, but they're really, really pushing these other two. Did you know that Johnson & Johnson is manufacturing this vaccine not for profit? They're basically making it.
I did not know that.
And giving it to the government or to whoever to distribute. So you want to get really, really suspicious. Pfizer and Moderna have made, I think, was it Pfizer that earnings were $34 billion in a quarter this year? One of the most recent quarter, maybe third quarter. They're making a shit ton of money off of this.
Yeah.
And a lot of that money ends up in politicians' pockets, whether it's through funding of things or donations or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that's, I mean.
So why not push the product that is going to maybe benefit us too?
Right.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I'm not a fan of it. But anyway, I seriously am thinking about getting a Johnson & Johnson booster just because of that, because I think we're going to end up having to fucking do it anyway, and it's mm-hmm. so stupid. Especially for something that's still. All of these cases, like a 98% survival for almost every demographic, too. It's it's dumb.
No, but it's interesting that you brought up conspiracy theories.
Ooh, all right. Wait, you're coming to the dark side.
So someone has actually written an article on the way the role of mental health plays in conspiracy theory. Beliefs.
There's a lot of mental health shit you're dealing with here.
So, because you know what it is? Because I find that super interesting. So anyways, essentially, it's saying, you know, that many people that find themselves in a depressed state or in a actually, the article actually lists people that are recently divorced or widowed or people that are on the interwebs all the time.
Yeah.
You know, looking at 2,000 posts a day.
Mm-hmm.
The algorithms are set up in such a way that these conspiracy theories are pushed to these people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're saying it's that highly engaging group that are targeted. So because of the state they're in, they're targeted. And they fall into that group because it gives them a place of security.
Yeah,
a place of belonging and a place.
There's like-minded people there.
Like-minded people, exactly. So it gives them and it feeds that, you know, that dopamine or whatever it is that they need. So they're saying that that is playing a role in a lot of these people that are supporting conspiracy theories and shit like that.
Huh.
So yeah, it was just kind of cool, kind of interesting, I guess.
It is interesting. I mean, you can watch. I watched it, and I'd like to rewatch it sometime too. I watched The Social Dilemma, which is a movie. Not a movie, more of a kind of a documentary, but it's about how social media companies engineer their algorithms for just that very reason. And, you know, if you click on this, that means you might like this. And if you haven't logged in 2 days, then, you know, we got to find a way to get you back and all this. Like, it's crazy. And one of the people in there that interviewed is, I've talked about her too, is that Dr. Anna Lemke, who wrote a book called Dopamine Nation, which is very interesting too. I recommend somebody listening to that. Or reading it, I listen to it, but yeah, it's funny. Like talking about that, there's a couple of things. One, Instagram is launching a thing called a take a break tool, which will encourage users to spend some time away from the platform after they've been scrolling for a certain period. So it's gonna be like, okay, you've done this long enough. Why don't you just, you know, take a break? Because you can just sit there and endlessly fucking scroll. It's ridiculous. And I mean, I talked about that too. Like, you know, For a time I had TikTok on my phone, and I was just finding myself just like doing exactly that. So months ago I deleted that shit. I'm like, this is just a mind melting freaking app. But I also did a week or so ago, and I can honestly say that this has helped me. I put limits on all social media on my phone. You can set timers to how much time it will allow you to be on a platform. So I've got, I think it's like 20 minutes for Facebook, 15 minutes for Instagram and for Twitter a day.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. It locks then. I can't go on those things. And not just sit there, because it's easy to do. You can just sit there and you're sitting, after, you know, in the chair or something while TV's on and just fucking flip, endlessly scrolling, reading shit. Ingesting things that your life doesn't need, whether, you know, no offense to all any friends who listen to this, but I mean, a lot of the stuff that gets posted is just fucking nonsense anyway. And then you'll find yourself, you know, you click on a post in like the West Seneca community or something like that. And, you know, it's a hot topic apparently, because there'll be like 50 comments. So you got to click on the comments and read what people are saying. I mean, you can just get so sucked into all of that. And it's been like a week, like I said, that I've done this, and I can like literally, like, I won't say mentally feel better. I don't know. That's probably taking it to an extreme level. But, like, my mind is not as cluttered as
you're not as bogged down.
Yeah. And it's almost like breaking the chains of something. I mean, it's ridiculous how what a difference it makes. I suggest everybody do that. If you find yourself spending too much time on things, put limits on it.
You want to know what I spend too much time doing? Deleting freaking emails during the Christmas holiday shopping season.
It's awful.
Because for the love of God, I don't need a dozen Abercrombie emails a day.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Do they smell as bad as the store with that cologne? You open that email like, oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah. It's almost like you know, going out and living a fucking mountain man life or something like that and just disconnected from everything. No, it's pretty attractive sometimes, I think.
Oh, yeah. I would have no problem going off the grid.
Going old school.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Speaking of old school.
You would have to learn how to hunt.
I'll figure that out. I'll listen to a podcast. I went down a YouTube rabbit hole not too long ago. Not too long. I mean, it was maybe, yeah.
So you limited your Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, so you just turned to YouTube instead?
Yes and no. I mean, this was maybe a 20-minute rabbit hole. It wasn't like I was going crazy.
I'm just teasing.
But it was on skyscraper construction in like the 1920s and 30s. Like the videos of that being built. It was crazy, man. The shit, how they did that, how high up they were, lack of like, they weren't harnessed a lot of times. And they're just like,
no.
You got to imagine even shoe quality probably wasn't that great then. You probably got slippery freaking soles that you're walking around on high beams 50 stories up.
Yeah, some of those guys, they just didn't even faze them.
It's so crazy. I get the heebie-jeebies just like watching some of those, man. Oh, God. Yeah. It's fascinating, though. It was really interesting to watch. I mean, cool thing, like, guys were, like, heating up rivets, you know, because they got to ram them in the holes to secure the steel girders, all that kind of stuff. So the guy would be, like, a floor lower, and, you know, there's no walls, there's none of nothing yet. Heat it up, wing it up on, like, a spoon-type thing. A guy...
like a slingshot.
On a girder above him, one level, has a bucket, and he, like, wings and catches it. Gives it to the other dude, you know, with the tongs. And I mean, it's just insane. I can't imagine. I'd be pooping my pants the whole time. Pooping.
It wouldn't even happen. I would be out there for max 30 seconds and I
would
freeze to my death.
I would just freeze or fall. Yeah, you're right. It's.
I honestly think there's an evil force pulling me off of, I shouldn't say heights. I guess mostly bridges. I think off of bridges.
Hmm.
But it's only when I'm driving. So I'm okay height-wise. If I'm like in a building or even like observation tower kind of stuff, I'm all right. It doesn't bother me. I can walk over a bridge. I can go over a really high bridge if somebody else is driving. But if I'm driving, I get done and I need like a shot of some scotch or something because I am
drive over bridges,
so
then.
Sure.
Stay landlocked.
I am so sure that I'm going over the edge.
You're not.
Something, someday, maybe it was in a previous life, I don't know. I think I may have died by driving off of a bridge. Hmm. I don't know, but there's an evil force pulling me off of a bridge.
I see.
Although they could also be, because I won't do things like Ferris wheels either.
No, those are stupid.
Yeah, that's not fun to me at all.
Oh,
Facebook Marketplace. All right, we're going there. Of the day. Doodly doodly doodly
doodly. So,
pating pating
pating
pating pating. So,
Topanga, Tacoma.
Facebook's algorithms are all screwed up. It doesn't really feed me much of anything good these days.
It
so
feeds
hard.
You what you're looking for.
No.
No, it feeds you what you think you're looking for.
Yeah, well, it's really wrong because I can't get it to stop feeding me stickers.
Like, just like stickers.
Yeah, just whatever stickers people are making for some reason. I don't know why.
That's weird.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, so I tried, you know, recently, and I've talked about it in previous podcasts, I've been trying to do some different stuff on my Facebook Marketplace post and search for different words, whatever. So today,
yes.
I just searched for shit.
The word shit?
Just shit.
Like
I wanted to see what happens.
S-H-I-T, you said
and
shit.
And I'm pretty excited for what I found.
What is it?
It was a Pittsburgh Penguin t-shirt. Yeah. That's it. That's all I got for That's the hilarious. Facebook Marketplace post.
I'm a little bit bummed here because right before we started, you said you didn't have a Facebook Marketplace post. And I quickly went on to Marketplace and didn't have to scroll at all. I don't know what mine would feed me, right? I don't go on there. But I did open it up.
Because
and
you're trying to infringe on my segment.
No, you weren't prepared, you told me. So, but what did come up on mine, and I have no idea why. It's not stickers. It was 500 pounds of German hardneck.
500 pounds of German what?
Hardneck.
Hard neck?
Yes.
I don't know what that is.
Neither did I, but I gave it a quick goog, and it's a type of garlic. So this individual has like just bushels and bushels of garlic that they must have grown that they're selling, but it's German hardneck garlic.
Weird.
Yeah. So that's my
apparently
Facebook
you
marketplace
at
post.
Some point searched for, like, were you afraid of vampires? I don't know.
Maybe it smelled our dinner because there's some garlic in the asparagus.
There was
I think.
A little bit in the asparagus, yeah.
And maybe that's where it came from. They're like, these guys need more.
Mm-mm. We do need more, actually.
We are out of Parmesan cheese, too, by the way. So, you know.
No, FYI. We're not.
Yeah, we are. I don't want that fancy stuff. I want the cheap, grated shit.
No, we're not. No, we're moving on in life. We are grown adults. We do not need to use the imitation Parmesan cheese.
Ooh, my Daddy Warbucks?
Yes.
Can't afford that shit.
I do the grocery shopping, so I'm affording it. And I am treating us to real
feeding off your sugar daddy.
Shredded hard parm.
Shredded
it tastes
hard parm.
So much better.
It's different.
Yeah, it melts smoother. It's beautiful. It's real cheese.
Listen to you. You're talking about cheese, man.
Yeah.
It melts smoother.
It
it's
melts
beautiful.
Smoother.
The aromatic pings that trigger your senses when melting the cheese. And
it
once
is
it hits
pleasing
your palate,
to my taste buds.
Oh, my God. It's a mellow cheese on the palate.
It's tantalizing.
That has a slight oakiness to it.
This isn't wine. It's cheese.
There could be oaky cheese, smoked cheese.
Provolone is smoked cheese.
It's not smoked most of the time.
Not if you buy the ones that say not smoked.
Speaking of that, I'll tell you this. Doing laundry periodically, you know.
You
and
found cheese
you...
in the laundry?
When you hear where my head goes. Sometimes you, when you're folding laundry, you can't figure out which jeans are which, right? Because like there'll be a brand like of Arizona jeans.
Right,
and I have
so between
some,
you
Andrew
and Andrew,
some.
I have a hard time, yes.
I'm helping you right now. Okay. Andrew's
Jim's
jeans say slim fit. Okay.
Okay.
Nothing I will ever own will have the word slim in it unless it's followed by Jim. I will never own a piece of clothing, shirt, pants, socks, anything that will say slim fit. Okay.
Okay.
So there's your help. But the reason
which
this applies.
Which is interesting because I don't know that any of his jeans look slim fit.
They don't have to look it, but they say it.
Okay.
And I said, or unless slim fit is like provolone cheese, in which case my jeans would say not slim because just like cheese has not smoked.
Gotcha.
But they don't. It's actually.
Relaxed fit.
Yeah, fat fit is what they want to call it.
No,
they really want to call it fat fuck, but it's fat fit. Relaxed fit is just a nice way of saying, hey, buddy, you're stretching the limits of those things.
Nah, that's when you move to the elastic waistband.
Ooh.
Jeans. Then you're in trouble.
That's a really old guy move, I think.
Hagar?
Hagar the Horrible?
Yep.
Sammy Hagar.
Don't you say that about Sammy.
That's just I just said his name.
You said Hagar the Horrible.
That's a cartoon. Or a comic, I should say, right? A comic strip. Hagar the Horrible. Horrible.
Somebody should put us in a comic strip.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because we would be good comic strip people.
I saw a funny thing about Andrew Cuomo, and it's not funny so much. It's somebody criticizing.
Was it the meme of him and his brother working at Subway?
It's not a meme, but that is funny too. Don't turn your back, girls. You get touched. But this individual said this. Goes, you know, that he was annoyed with Cuomo and he's touching girls and stuff. Andrew Cuomo, that is. He said he's annoyed because he's Italian and I'm embarrassed to have someone do that or do what he did as an Italian. That he killed 15,000 people by putting people with coronavirus in nursing homes with other old people. This guy goes on to say, I don't give a fuck who tells me what to do, whether it's Trump, the president, the vice president, you, him, I would never do that. And I'm a badass. Any idea who said that? Obviously an Italian guy. It was Sammy the Bull Gravano. Former underboss of the Gambino crime family in the 80s. who I don't want to pay
now
for
he's,
it.
Now he's pissed off. Ooh.
Yeah, well, I don't want to pay for it. Unfortunately, I would have to listen to it. There, he does a podcast. He and Michael Francesi, who is another mobster from the 80s and 90s that became a government informant, do a podcast, but it's on a paid, like a paywall thing. And I'd be very interested to listen to it because you know how much I love the mob shit, but you know, I don't know if I'm Andrew Cuomo, I don't want Sammy the Bull, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
He killed a lot of people.
He's not somebody you want to be on his bad list.
No, Not at all, man. You don't want to mess with Sammy.
Mm-mm. He doesn't have any. He doesn't have any problem knocking off his the bad guys. Just don't disrespect the women.
His quote when he testified against Gotti, you know, said one of the attorneys said, "You know, what was your role in the Gambino crime family?" He goes, "John was the boss. I was the underboss." He goes, "He barked, I bit." That was how he summed it up. So he's not a guy you want to cross. You don't want him on your bad side at all. There was this guy, we got to wrap up actually, but one, now that you're a board member of the Buffalo Triathlon Club.
I am. Well, I'm not yet, not until January 2022
you will be.
Officially.
You're an incumbent board member. Is that the right way of saying it? An elected board member.
No, yeah.
Anyway, there was, you're going to have to come up with these stories because you're closer to a triathlon ship, but there was some dude that, his name is Rate Radicep. Doesn't matter. He's a European endurance athlete known for ultra-based feats. And he recently completed 60 Ironman distance triathlons in 60 days. The full 140.6, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, well, that's similar to what the Iron Cowboy guy does.
Yeah, yeah, that guy. Well, that guy did, like, even more. That's right. Yeah. I forgot about him. He did, like, 120 days or something stupid.
Yeah, he does incredible
feats.
That's
insane. This guy, his average finishing time was 10:57. Every day for 60 days. And his average marathon was 3:15.
It's just crazy.
It's insane to be able to even...
To have that
to
kind
try
of physical
that, but to do
capabilities.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't under, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how they do that.
So, yeah, I don't know. But that's,
I mean,
that's an
how
incredible
feat. How do you rally enough sponsors to do that, right? Because in order to do that, you have to have sponsors. You got to have somebody that's giving you money so you can live, right?
Yeah. Yeah, the Iron Cowboy actually did 101. But that's still either. I mean, shit, doing one is a lot.
Oh, yeah. I don't know that I'll ever do a full. I'll do a half. That's enough for me. I don't know if I have
a lot still. I mean,
yeah. 70.3 is enough. I don't know if I need to do the.
When you're doing all three, what's the fancy word? All three swim, bike, run, you're doing the all three. Come on, help me.
Modalities?
Yes, modalities. That's the one. Modalities. Art model.
I like watching you struggle.
Yeah. Well, you should just keep a camera on me all day because you'd get a kick out of it. Like fucking reality TV for you. But yeah, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
So next week, we're going to record, and it's going to be before Christmas. So in two weeks, it'll be the after Christmas. It'll be the Christmas recap, the CR, which should be an exciting show. I'm sure we'll have plenty of stories to talk about from all the family over.
I'm sure.
But we probably
won't.
There's
always good post-family stories.
We had good stories from Thanksgiving. We didn't talk about them, so we won't. Got to keep some anonymity and respect some people's rights, privacy.
we're not.
But
that
I can't
exciting.
Believe they murdered that dude. Anyway, well done. Yeah.
Yeah. No, certain things gotta stay in the family, man.
Polish mafia.
Mm-hmm.
Sammy the Bull Gravonski. That's who you guys got. All right. Well, hey, this is fun. We're done.
All right.
Calling it.
Calling. Don't yell at me.
Time of death is 7:32 p.m.
All right.
See you next week.
I'll call Connect Life, see if they want any organs.
Turns out I looked at the wallet and not an organ donor.
Why wouldn't you be an organ donor?
I don't think I am.
What's wrong with you?
I don't, nothing yet, hopefully, but I mean, I don't want
to. Well, I'm going to need you to fix that.
All right, I love you. We're done.
I love you too. Tomorrow, you're Saturday.